Hey, good morning.
Glad everybody's doing well. I want to talk a little bit about my story first, kind of go into a couple different things I want you guys to see. So at least get from what I'm going to talk about today. My story, sports is a big part of it. I think for some people, your parents may be a big piece of like why you like sports. And I think mine's kind of a unique story in that because I kind of have a genuine love for sports that's maybe a little bit different. Doesn't mean everybody doesn't have that, but it wasn't kind of put on by my parents. I kind of just found it. My dad's really the only one besides more like stepbrothers that he had that really was like, I guess I'll give sports a try. He was a quarterback for probably 2 years of high school, and then he went on to play tennis, and that was about it. You know, I'm going on and having an accounting job that he's had for a while, and then my mom, kind of her own thing. She did same thing with like my sister and my brother. My brother's a theater kid, and my sister is loves dance. So a little bit different on that. But for me, as a kid, until I was probably 5 years old, probably a different sport than most would attribute to what they love. Mine was racing. So NASCAR was huge. Probably till about 5 years old, NASCAR was it. If anyone can tell me what the Interstate Batteries car was, or the Chevron car, or what was the other one, Tide car. I mean, I knew who the drivers were. I remember when I was like 2 years old, that was one thing my parents were always like, all right, well, your kid doesn't know all the numbers, but he knows the numbers on the cars. So then 1 through 10, but he knows the 10 cars, this person, the 8 cars, that person. Dale Earnhardt Jr. loved everyone in NASCAR for a couple years. My favorite was the Interstate Batteries car. So Bobby Labonte, if anybody knows who that is, kudos to you. Yeah, so that was a big deal for me for a good bit. And then I, probably around 6, maybe 8 years old, when I got to that point, it was really just any other sport. I played basketball, baseball, football, soccer. I mean, I did all the sports probably up until I was in middle school. For me, the other fun part, I was homeschooled till I was in 9th grade. So for me, a lot of actually the fun part of sports came from what I made up myself. So I remember so many times I would play outside. Like the Super Bowl is a big deal. I know for just in general it is. But for me, it's even more of a big deal because my friends would come over and I swear it was like the game didn't matter what was on TV. It's like we're going to go outside and play with, we had the lights that were on, maybe one or two lights. So we'd play tackle football outside like for hours until the game was done. So those little fun things were, for me, is a big deal. It's different for everyone, but for me, that was a huge deal. So as I moved on and kind of got even older from that, I remember in middle school, from a kid, but up to that point, I loved with sports being able to kind of put my own self into moments. I know everyone's done the, you know, last second buzzer beater. I did made so many shots. I'm probably the most clutch player there is when it comes to that. Cause I mean, you put up a shot and you miss 3, 2, 1. Oh, he missed. And 3, 2, 1. Oh, he didn't get it. 3, 2. And then he finally puts it in. So I did that so many times. But love that piece of it. I love just what sports brings. I also love, again, the genuineness of that. I think you kind of find that in yourself. So for me going into high school, it was football. Football was a big deal. It's really the reason I went to school my 9th through 12th grade year. All 4 of those years I ended up going to school. It really started because I wanted to play football. They had an opportunity to be able to play. They also had homeschoolers that could play. And I was like, absolutely, I want to do that. So I remember playing, and for a kid that I didn't really know what it took to do that. I mean, I went and it was like, we have to lift weights. I didn't know that was a thing until then. So my friends still get on to me. It's like, Harrison, you came into the gym and you could bench like 80 pounds. Like there's nothing you could really do. And I mean, we joke about that all the time because the gym was awesome. Like you would go in and it was the building was an abandoned like pest control little shed thing. Like it was like out of a Rocky movie. Like it was pretty cool. My dad, I think, still has a picture on Facebook from the year whenever he posted. It was like, my son's doing this. And it did look like straight out of a Rocky movie. But those type of things really build people and talk about today. The theme is going to be character. Choose what that looks like. That's kind of the the idea here, but not necessarily in terms of you're going to choose exactly what's right for you. It's more what you're going to choose to do and what makes you. So for me, sports, especially getting into college, you think sports and certain things are going to take you certain places. For me, I was like, all right, sports is done after high school. When it comes to actually competing and really playing at a high level, never really thought that'd be a thing. My first year, I wanted to go into engineering. I've been wanting to do that since I was in 10th grade, and I was just like, okay, yeah, that'd be cool. And it got a lot easier when you say, well, when you get out of school, your first job might make you six figures. It's like, okay, well, that's easy then. We'll go for that. So really wanted to do that. That was a big deal. And out of that, I realized that's probably the hardest academics has ever been for me, ever. Talk about just, again, finding where your gifts are, your talents, and the things that you can do. That was one thing. Yes, I think I'm pretty gifted in certain areas, and you reach a different level of hard, and it was like, all right, well, maybe I should take my gifts and talents to something different. So any of you still doing calculus, kudos to you. Keep doing that, because I stopped there. So my sophomore year ended up being like a freshman year. I'm still going to talk about this over and over. I mean, I stayed in freshman dorms probably 5 years, because did it 2 years here and then 3 years when I played, because just kind of when you transfer and do certain things, that's kind of the way it goes. So not new to that at all. So anyone talking about freshman dorms, it's not too bad. Don't stress about anything when it comes to that. But for me, the awesome thing with sports in that was I finally got an opportunity to play. I remember going to Truett McConnell. I had a friend who was in the church that I went to. His name is Christian Davis. So shout out Christian Davis. Still leads. He has the highest 3-point percentage. Most made threes at Truett McConnell. So not only is he great on the court, he's a great off the court guy. Introduced me to the head coach. Was like, hey, you know, we got another opportunity for me to be able to play. And I was like, absolutely, I want to take that. I never thought that'd be something I could do. So did that the first year. And I'm trying to remember, probably 2 games I got to play. And when I say play, I mean like 2 minutes. And then the other game I got to play was like 2 minutes. But when you have 2 minutes to play, you just, any shot you get, you try to take it. So I did score once. So that was, yes, got it. Yep, thank you. Thank you. 2 points. I think that may be the only 2 points I have. But yeah, so going on to that, the confidence and things we talk about with athletes, confidence is huge. For me, that was something I had to find myself. I didn't really know, even from just having other coaches in my life for different things. It's like, I don't even know what that looked like. And so from that year, kind of being like, performance is such a big deal. I love being able to plan out and do the little things that comes with that, not just the wins that come out of that, but really just the process that comes with it. And at that point, I did kind of have this realization, like I did with the academics, where it's like, is this something I'm going to continue to keep doing? Or am I going to be like, well, everybody's telling me I'm not good at these things. Am I going to continue to do this? Or am I going to let those things affect me? So I let that affect me. So the year after I took a break, I went during COVID was that year. I took a break, and it brought me back. It really did. Like I think sometimes for some people, when you're away from something that you really do realize you love, that's what ends up making you want it even more, because you want to be around it. You want to be with it. You want to understand more of it. And so that year that I took off from that was really the thing that brought me back. And so I remember probably that December when I was like, I'm going back. I gave coach a call, and he was like, all right, well, do you want to for sure do this? I was like, absolutely I do. So I remember training those next 2 years when I ended up transferring back were probably the best years I ever had. I loved, whether it was going to be a performance that, you know, is way up here or way down here, for me, the realization came with, although you're going to have certain things you want to shoot for in performance, it's what you're going to do to try to get there. Are you going to define yourself by the actions and the habits that you put together for that? Or are you going to define yourself in the full-on performance that you get out of it, the reward that you get out of that? So for me, those 2 years ended up being so much better, because not only did, like, I would call it like a light bulb moment of like, oh my goodness, I finally do know what to do when I have the basketball, when I don't have the basketball. Like, I finally know what's going on the court. And so having an opportunity, I ended up playing, we had an opportunity, we had a JV team and a varsity team. That was actually the first year that they had it. And we had 7 games. So for those of you that we have like 20 games, I know the guys have like 25 games or more. For anyone that is a part of those things, appreciate it, because we had those, even those 7 games, I enjoyed so much, because having the opportunity to be able to play and really know where you get better as a person in those things, I finally really truly was like, well, how can I insert myself without having to be fully like, well, if I'm not a D1 this or a, you know, a D2 player at this or at least this, then I'm not really good enough. I just started to realize where I could find myself and what can I do to be the best, put my gifts and talents to be the best possible thing for our team. So those 2 years were awesome in that. I remember traveling with our team to help film. I remember with JV, obviously, being able to practice, all those things. So I want to start off with 3 different things. The first one's going to be character outlines you. So what are you going to be based on, again, the previous slide that I showed? I think that's usually the best example. When you go choose a character in a video game, whatever that might be, you know exactly what that person or character is going to be because of either the things they do or the things they say that they are or even just the way they look. So what character is going to outline you? Are you going to be someone who shies away from something? Are you going to be someone who embraces it? Are you going to be someone who does things when no one's around that are the things you're supposed to be doing? So that integrity piece, what are you going to do to truly be like, hey, this is who I am, and put those things into things that you do on a daily basis? So character outlines you. For me, that was something I love. Again, that my senior season being able to play with sports being such a big deal really did impact my academics as well, because I knew how to time manage. I knew how to embrace being around my teammates, being around people outside of that, encouraging people. I just love that. I mean, I remember so many times having just, I would plan out, again, that summer before my senior season, I had day after day. For some people would be like, well, that's just monotonous. It's just the same thing over and over again. But for me, it was the best summer ever. Waking up at 5:30 in the morning, work out. I'd get a lift in. I'd shoot. Then I would go work probably 20 minutes away from there for about 10 hours, get done, rest, do some kind of stretching, whatever that would be, and then go to sleep and do it all over again. It was awesome. So for me, that's what outlined me. I really was someone who's very process-oriented and wants the best for other people. I can remember if someone needed extra shots up after practice, it didn't have to be me. I was someone who was always willing to rebound for someone, always willing to do the things that supported our team to the best possibly could. So what character outlines you? The second thing I want to talk about is that character outshines you. So with the teammates piece of that, that can go into life as well. So although sports is a big deal for me and how that looked, character outshining you is huge. So I feel like there's so many times where you get into the mundane, again, those monotonous things you do on a daily basis, and sometimes you get to a certain point and you're like, I'm doing all these things and I'm not getting something back that I truly want. I think there's redefining what that looks like for you can be with character outshines you in that when other people get the glory in those instances can be what makes it matter, what makes it rewarding in those instances. So the character that you have does outshine you. And the last thing is that character outlives you. I have a quote right now on my board in the office that it says that character outlives you, and that the thing that people are going to remember when you die is not the always the, well, you know, this and this with, you know, this person. It's always the things that they did to impact other people, or the ways in which people were impacted by who they were and why they did things. So talk about culture all the time, I think, in sports and what people want to be around. Family is a huge word we use here. And for so many, the character outliving you is a huge deal, because, I mean, when you're going to do things and how you're going to say you're going to do it, people may not remember what color you wore on a Thursday in October, but they're going to remember, you know, well, they did these things on a daily basis. They always made sure to take the time out for me whenever I felt this way, felt bad, felt good, wanted to feel supported, didn't feel supported. All those different things that really, truly matter beyond just the little things. That's kind of the big piece I want us to know here. And the last thing is defining your terms. For some, when you put out kind of just the generalization of what something looks like, I want us to know from this defining your terms a couple different verses. So I made sure to bring them up. One of the team verses we had the first year that I played was in 1 Peter 3:15. I wish I still fully remembered it, but I remember it talks about standing firm. So 1 Peter 3:15 says, "In your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to have a defense to anyone for the reason for the hope that is in you and doing it with gentleness and respect. So have a reason for the hope that you have. The reason that you know, you're going to continue to move forward is in Christ and the way in which you're going to do things, but also in some other verses that are brought up, like 1 John 4:8, it talks about loving one another. Like if you're going to do something, do it out of love. You may not get the reward that you necessarily want in its own earthly way, but the love that you show can be the reason. So if you have something to give, be willing to give it, which I love that, again, in that character piece, I feel like that's something I am gifted in and being able to give. And hope for many others doing the same. And then the last couple of verses I have, just kind of go through. Psalm 139:14 talked about the grace and how you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Talked about character outlining you. 1 Peter 4:10 saying, whatever gifts you have to receive, use it to serve others. And then Romans 8:28 saying, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. So that's the one I want to leave off of with defining your terms. If those are your terms and you're willing to serve and do those things for him, that's the reward in itself. For so many, I think today, it's like, well, if I do these things over and over and over again, I'm going to finally get what I want. Well, sometimes the reward is being able to do those hard things over and over and over again, even when the reward doesn't come right away. The reward is in itself that you're willing to try and give and do what you want to possibly can do in order to be the best you can be in that and help others to do the same. So when you define your terms, if those are your terms, defining what that truly means for you, have your wives. Those three is really the big deal with, for me, how I can define what my why looks like with character and knowing what that looks like for you as well. So thank you.